Okay, today's bracha Samach Beis. We're on Samach Aleph Amud Beis, about 9 lines from the bottom by the Tana Rabbanan. So, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Hanifne, someone who's defecating, be Yehuda, in the land of Yehuda, Lo Yifne Mizrach Umar. He shouldn't defecate while sitting facing east to west. Right? The Elot Tzach on the Durham. He should be sitting north to south. Remember, in those days, they're going to the bathroom, not to the bathroom, it's outside. So this doesn't apply, Shlomo says, I think in Siman Gimel, it doesn't apply when you go inside a room. Okay, so he should defecate facing north to south, not east-west. And the Galil, if he's in the Galil, lo yifne el mizrach marav. It's the opposite. He should defecate facing east or west, but he should not be defecating north or south, because that's where you're facing Yerushalayim. That's the issue we'll see in Rashi second. Rabbi Yossi Matim. Rabbi Yossi says it's fine, it's mutter. Shehar Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Lo asu ela biroa b'makom she'en sham gader. Rabbi Yossi says, the only time it's aser to defecate facing Yerushalayim is if you can actually see Harabayas, and there is no wall, there's no separation or barrier between you and the Harabayas. This is man she'eshkina shora. And also at the time when the Shekhinah is around, which means when the Beis Hamikdash is actually built. Right? The Chachamim Osirim. The Chachamim say it's Asar. So the Gemara says, the Chachamim and Tanakam are the same thing. But just quickly look at Rashi. It's the top Rashi on the left side. Right? It says, Hanifne b'Yehuda lo lifne b'Mizrach u'b'Marav. He says, Achorov l'Marav, his back to Mizrach, u'panav l'Marav. The low Achorov l'Marav, u'panav l'Mizrach, and not his back his backside to the west. Bipnei Shei Yerushalayim b'Eretz Yehuda. He b'tzvon shalayim to Yehuda. Here's a little geography. Shalayim is in the north part of Judea, big vulsha ben Yehuda l'Binyamin, on the border between Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin. V'yesh my eretz Yehuda hayamana v'mizrach at sof eretz Yisrael v'heiman l'marav at sof eretz Yisrael. Yehuda then extends east and west towards the border. She eretz Yehuda al pnei kol orach eretz Yisrael heiman mizrach amayim, because eretz Yehuda runs the entire east to west. Right, this long and short line, and then the idea is that you're going to be exposing yourself one way, if either you're exposing your front or exposing your backside to Yehuda. And in the north, you're exposing your front side or your backside if you're facing north and south, therefore faced east or west. So, the Gemara then, the Gemara said that the Tanakhama says you should do it. The Tanakhama says you have to do. You can't do it east or west in Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says it's okay, and the Chacham says it's aser. So what's the difference? Chachamim and Tanakhama, it's the same thing. They both say that defecate facing Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says ikim benayit tzadim. The machlokus in Tanakhama and the Chachamim is the tzadim. Meaning, if you're not facing due east or due west, you're toward the side. So how does that work? Rashi says, "Ikonite studim, the Yehuda v'Golol she'ena kenegir Yerushalayim mamish." Talking about parts of Yehuda and parts of Galil, they're not due east or west, or due north and south of Yerushalayim. Litanakama studim nami asiri. He just says it's aser. Right? He just says straight it's aser. The Tanakama says it's aser, and therefore he would say that it's aser to do that. Litanakama studim nami asiri. The hanifna Yehuda k'amar kol Yehuda mashma. He just says a nifna in Yehuda, which means everybody, but the Chachamim at the end, who say Usser, they just say it's Usser if you are facing due east and due west, or due north and due south. Okay, Tana Idach, we have another Braisa. Hanifneb Yehuda, so it defecates in Yehuda. Lo Yifneb Mizrach Marav, he shouldn't be facing east or west. Alat Tzafam Adarim, rather north or south. Ube Galil, in the north, he should Tzafam Adarim, so it's Usser defecate north or south. But Mizrach Umarav Mutad, but he's supposed to do it east or west. Rav Yossi Matya, be versed it's Mutter, no problem. Shayyar Yossi Omer, Rav Yossi would say, Lo Asru Ela Bishroa, to see the Harabayas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Brizman Shemesh Hamidrash Kayam. Rabbi Yehuda would add that he argues and says that this is only going to be an Isser if Beis Hamidrash is around. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Brizman Shemesh Hamidrash Kayam. It's Asser. Brizman Shemesh Hamidrash Kayam Mutter. Rabbi Kiva Oser B'chol Makom. Rabbi Kiva says Asser nonetheless. I Rabbi Kiva had a Tanakama. The same Tanakama. It's Kortina. The same thing as Tanakama. You can write Chutz Laretz. There, the Gemara says the distinction between them is when you're outside Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says it's b'chol makom, which means that even in Chutz Laretz, you can't defecate facing Yerushalayim. But he doesn't care about that. He does, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Akiva says asu b'chol makom, and the Tanakam would say no. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Rabba hava shadyan lehu livnei mizrach umarav. So Rabba, it seems here, Rabba built some sort of like bathhouse or bathroom, east or west. Right, that's what it seems to be. Right, Hashadin, they live in the Mizrach Marav. Rashi says Levanim, which are bricks, she yashav aleim lifnos, he would sit on them to defecate. Hayu miskunos v'zekufos atzdeim rosh echad lemizrach v'shein lamarav. He would do it, he built it that he was facing east to west, as opposed to north and south. I guess he's in Babel, so he is to be worried about north and south. So Azal Abaye Shadinu Tzafim Adorim. Abaye plays a trick. And Abaye switches the bricks, so now that he would be sitting there to defecate, he'd be facing north and south. Because he wants to see whether Rashi has Liros im Yakbi Rabalakach. He wants to see if his Rebbe is going to be Makbi on that. Otherwise, he just doesn't ask him. Right? Right? So the Gemara then says, Al Rabba Tartinu. So Rabba came in and he fixed him the other way around. Abba Rabba, my high dikamatsarli. Who's this guy who's bothering me and fixing this around? Anak Rabbi Kiva Sfirle. I hold Rabbi Kiva, the Amr B'chol Malkam Asr. Rabbi Kiva says, it's Asr every place. You have to be careful, north or south, even outside Eretz Yisrael. Tanya Amr Rabbi Kiva, another story is a wild story. Tanya, Rabbi Kiva. Kiva says, Pamachas nechnasti achar Rabbi Yeshua lebeisakise. One time I followed Rabbi Yeshua, which is Rabbi, into the bathroom. V'lamati mimena shloshu dvarim. I learned from him three things how to behave in the bathroom. Number one, l'mati she'en nifnaim mizrach umarav elat safa v'dorim. I learned that in Eretz Yehuda, even b'smanazeh, after the times of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, you can't defecate facing east to west, it has to be north or south. I learned that you're not supposed to review yourself, you're not supposed to take off your clothing until you are sitting. Elam Yusha, right? Not to where you're standing, Elam, you're sitting. Vilamati, and I also learned, She'ei mekanchin b'yamin elam b'smol. You wipe yourself, not with your right hand, but with your left hand. Amalei Benazai. So Benazai, who's never Rabbi Kiva's student, says to Rabbi Kiva, Ad kan ha'asta panach b'ravcha? You're so brazen that you walked into the bathroom with him? That's what you're going to do? Amalei, Torah, Hivalum, Amitzar. No, it's Torah, and I need to learn it. Torah doesn't apply just to the nitty-gritty halachic details. It also applies to everything that we do in life. I had to see what he's doing. Tanyos, now, Benazai Omer, Benazai, who just questioned Rabbi Kiva, he, Pamachas Nechnasi Yais Rabbi Kiva Itzkisei, he then one time follows Rabbi Kiva to the basic. Hey, once it's mutter, so his Rabbi said it's okay. So he went in, Vilamati Menashlosh Dwarim, I learned three things from him. One, Lamati Shnein if Noim Bimizrach Marav, you're not supposed to defecate east to west, El Tzachim Bedorim, in Yehuda, even after the Chorban of Ayes. Vilamati she'ein nifraim imuma v'lam yusav. You're not supposed to reveal yourself standing, rather only sitting. Vilamati she'ein makam chim b'yomim melam b'smol. And I learned that you only can wipe with your left hand, not your right. Why do you have to go into Rabbi Kiva to learn these things? Rabbi Kiva already told him these things when he went to the bathroom of Rabbi Yeshua. I don't know. Okay. And so they asked, so Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says to Ben Azai, he asked the panach v'rabcha, you went and you so brazen to go and follow your Rebbe inside. Amar lo, he says, yeah, Torah he v'lamil na nitzarech. It's almost like a revenge thing that Benazai did to Rabbi Kiva. He didn't learn anything new. He learned the exact same things that Rabbi Kiva told him before. Okay.
Rabbi Kiva didn't tell Benazai until after. He didn't tell that he learned this from his Rabbi.
Yeah, because you have to. Because you have to figure something. Right. Who does he quote?
Rashi?
If I was right. He quotes Tanya. Learned in a Bryce. Oh, sorry. Rabbi Kahana al gaga tute puri derav. So here, Rabbi Kahana goes in to the house of Rav, and he lies down under the bed of Rav. Okay? Shamei desach v'sachach v'asat zrachach. So he hears when Rav come in, that he like sort of speaks nicely and plays around and laughs and, you know, giggles with his, and then has bia with his wife.
This is his wife who didn't give him anything he wanted?
Who?
That was Rav's wife, right? She has a steak and gave him...
I don't remember. Right? Better question is that...
Rav.
I don't know. So... Amar Lei, so Rav Kahana says to Rav, Dami Pumye Da'aba Kedilos Sarav Tavshila. The mouth of the father, I guess, of the Rebbe, is like a person who never tasted this before in his life. Like you're being Noheg, Kalas Rosh, with your wife. So Amar Lei, Kahana Hachat, you're here? Kahana was saying it while he was there. He says, Kahana, you're here? Poke, go out. Delav Orach Ara, it's not Derech Eretz you to be here during this time. Like, duh. Amar lo, so Rav Kahana says back to him, no Torah he blew on Yitzarech. It's Torah I need to learn. I don't know.
Right.
Okay. Small. So why are you supposed to wipe with your left hand and not your right hand? So Amar Rava says, and these are also very difficult because there's Mipnesha Torah nitnav biyamin, because the Torah was handed given with the right hand. It's because it says mimi no ishdas lomo. Talking about Hashem, who it's an anthropomorphism, who doesn't really have a right hand, it describes as being given with the right hand, so therefore you're not supposed to wipe yourself with your right hand.
Yeah, in India, they do the same thing.
In India?
Yeah.
Really?
Because they eat with their hands. To this day.
Okay, so here...
This is the time of the Gemara, 2,000 years.
Okay, so...
It says that there in the...
No.
Rabbi Bar Kana says, "Ipnei she krova lepeh," because that's, well, this is the second answer, because it's krova lepeh, it's close to the mouth, because that's what Rashi says, "Regilin lo shita lepeh." That's what you put in your mouth to eat. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, "This is ipnei she kosher bo is tefillin." The right hand is better because that's what you used to tie your tefillin on, but you're putting the tefillin on the left hand. So isn't the place where you put the tefillin on be more kosher than where you tie? I don't know. Obviously not. So, obviously not. The question then is, what about lefties? What about lefties? Is it the opposite? I don't know. Right. So that's, so there's three reasons. And Rav Nachum Yitzchak, Amar Nachum Yitzchak says, "Mipnei shemare ba ta'amei Torah," because you show the ta'amei haTorah. So I thought that meant that because that's where you point when you learn. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says ta'amei Torah. He says neginos ta'amei mikrash haTorah miksuvim. He says like the truck. Bein bin nikud shel b'sefer, bein b'agbos kol, b'tziltzun imus hanagina shel pashto v'darga, right, v'shofar, me'apich molich yado lifnei tam nagina. There's somebody next to the person who's leaning, who's like signaling, like the bar mitzvah teacher, what the trump is, right? Kachra iti b'korim haboyim Eretz Yisrael. I see that from the Baal Korei, who come from Eretz Yisrael, that they move their hands, and they move their hands, it's like a conductor, right? They move their hand, they move their right hand. What? I know, but that's the reason why he's, kitanoi.
In those days, they didn't greet people with their right hand as we do now.
But that's not one of the reasons given anyway.
Oh, you may think it was, though.
But it's not. Kitanoi, so we learned that this is similar to what's in Abraisa. Rabbi Leza Omer, Leza says, again, because you eat with your right hand. Rabbi Shio Omer, because you write Sifrei Torah to the Mzuzas. Rabbi Kiva Omer, because you have this Tamei Torah, as you point out, but this Abraisa does not mention the idea of a tefillin, about that you're tying with your tefillin. I don't know. I'm Rabbi Tachan Baruch Hu Naloi. Says, whoever is modest in the bathroom needs only shlosh advarim, is going to be safe from three things. And we're safe from nechashim, from snakes, miakbarin, from scorpions, umin hamazikin, and from the shaitan, the mazikin. The yesh omrim, and some say that also afchalom osov yushim alav. You're going to be peaceful with your dreams. Ha'u beis akisei da havi b'tveria. There was this one, there was a bathhouse in Tveria. He have all the beitrei afilu b'mam mitaski. When two people would go inside, even during the day when the shadim aren't supposed to be there, nevertheless they would still be damaged by the shadim. Rav Ami, Rav Asi have all the beichad v'chad v'chudei. They would each go individually, lo mitaski, and they wouldn't have become damaged. So Amar l'Rabbanon, the Rabbanon asked them, lo mistafisu. You guys aren't afraid. So Amar le, they say to him, no, we're not afraid. Why? Because ana kabbalah gamrinan. We have a kabbalah that we know a way to be protected in the bathroom. Right, Kabbalah the Beis Hakisei. The Kabbalah in the Beis Hakisei, it's Niyusa v'Shisukusa. If you're very modest and if you're quiet when you're in there, then you're not going to be a problem. That's one Kabbalah we have. And also another Kabbalah we have, Kabbalah the Yisurei. If you get Yisurin, if you get Nebuch Yisurin, Shisukuka ubay rachim. You don't complain. You're quiet and you just say a daven for mercy. So Abaye. Marbe le'ima imra le'meil b'had le'beis akisei. So the mother of Abaye, it's like, would give him, like you give a sheep to go in with him to the beis akisei, so he wouldn't be alone. I guess he wouldn't be alone, and the shadim wouldn't, right, Rashi says, sheir sheep, so he gave him the sheep. So the rabbi le'gadja, so why didn't he give him a goat? Right? Because I guess for some reason a goat would have been better, and the Gemara says, no, sorry, be sorrier, michlaf. I guess because the shade of the bathroom looks like a goat, and every now and then, if the mother gave him a goat and a guy was walking in, he wouldn't know if he was walking with a real goat or the shade goat. Okay. Rava mikame dahabe resha. So Rava, before he became the Rosh Hashiva, mikarsh kishala bas Rav Chizda amugzla bilakna. So his wife, who's the daughter of Rav Chizda, would give him this sort of pouch that had metal inside that would clang, I guess, would make noise when you go into the base of Kisei, that would scare off the snakes and the mazikin. Basar de Malach, after he became the Rosh Hashiva, Adle Kafsa Umanchal Yodar Resha, she made some sort of window from the house to where he would defecate, and she would place her hand on his head, I guess, so he wouldn't be alone. Tosfos is bothered by the fact that how is she still alive? If you know, remember the stories, right? In the dreams, so the interpreter said that their wife was going to die, and Rav was okay with everything except for the fact that his wife was going to die.
But he remarried.
But this is the same Basra of Chizda, the daughter of Chizda. That's the other daughter of her sister.
Well, he didn't say
he died this year. Or died. So that's what Tosfos says. Maybe he says he didn't die after Abai became Rosh Hashiva. That must be it. Okay. Next. Amar Ula. Rav Ura says, okay, now where you're going to the bathroom, how far away do you have to go? Right, again, I don't think this applies if you have a door. Right, if you're in a bathroom. Amar Ula, Achorei Hageder Nifne Miyad. Once you go behind the fence, you can then, you know, take care of your business, because the Geder separates between you and anybody else, even, pointing out, even if you can be heard. That's but Ubevika, but in the place of the fields, where there's no place to hide, it's Kolzman Shemit Atesh Ve'in Chaveo Shemei. You have to be far enough that no one can hear you. Okay, but Isi Varnasun Masnihach, Isi Varnasun learns differently. Achorei Ageder, if you're behind the fence, it's Kolzman Shemit Atesh Ve'in Chaveo Shemei. Even if you're behind the fence, you can't be seen and you can't be heard. Right, Ubevika, and when Bika, it's Kolzman Shemit Atesh Ve'in Chaveo Shemei. You have to go far enough that you can't be seen. So Mesve, they're going to ask now in Isi Ben Yehuda. It says, now this is a case of, in the Mishnayos in Taharos, where those who are guarding here oil in the alopress from the Amei Aretz workers, so they won't touch it to maintain the Taharos status of the olive oil. Now the guard then has to go to the bathroom. So I thought you just get another guard. He says, no, what you do is, Yotzi Mipesach Beis Abad, you go from outside the opening of the alopress, Lachori Geder, behind the Geder, Nehin Torim. That's close, you can go that far away, not too far, and you can still keep an eye on it, and you can go to the bathroom over there, and they're still considered tahar, even though you're only going behind the Geder, and you can be heard. Where Yisrael Ben Yehuda said, you have to go even further, that you can't be heard. So Gemara says, no, but Taharos Hakilo. When it comes to Taharos, they want to make sure that you were able to watch it, so they were makil, and you don't have to go so far away in order to go to the bathroom. Tashma, so bring another... Makil on whatever the halacha is. I don't know if it's covered or not. Makil on this halacha in order to maintain the guarding of the Taharos. Tashma, let's bring a question for the Isha Yehuda from the safe of this Mishnah. It says, Kama Yechaku V'yutahorim. How far away do you have to go to be Tahor? Kidei Sheiroi. You have to go far enough that you can't be seen, but you can still be heard. And Isha Ben Yehuda says you can't be either. So again, the Gemara says, Shani Okli Taharos Nakilu Barban. Again, Taharos, we made a kula in the bathroom halacha in order that you could protect the Taharos. Ravat, now we just have two people, and when one guy has to leave, the other person can watch. That's, I guess you didn't have two people, so right. Ravashi says, no, you don't have there's no question on this from at all. My calls match in chavei roe. When Isi Ben Yehuda says that you have to go far enough that no one can see you, the Akamar Isi Ben Darnason, it calls match in chavei roe is peruo avalidei chazile. It's so long as the person can't see, I guess, your nakedness, can't see you, you're being unclothed. But if he sees you, that's okay. Just can't see you're unclothed. So therefore, the case in the Mishnah will be you went that distance where you could be seen, but you can't see that you're uncovered. Okay. Hahuk saf dinah dinachis kameder av Nachman. So there was this professional eulogizer. Yes, it was a job. There's a professional eulogizer that was masbid a niftar in front of Rav Nachman. The Amar and the eulogizer said, Hatanua b'orchosav hava. This person who died, he was very, very modest in all his actions. So Amalei Rav Nachman objects. Amalei Rav Nachman, at ayal pahadi lebesakisi vidati tanuhi lo. How do you know? Did you go to the bathroom with this guy to know whether or not he's tanu or not? Where do you get off knowing this information? So the Gemara says, Titanya, because learning the Brisa, ain't Koran Tanu, Elamisha Tanu Vesakise. You only call a Tanu if you're also Tanu in the Vesakise. So if you're calling this guy a Tanu, that means you went into the bathroom with him? So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman might not blame me. Why did he just let it be? Why did Rav Nachman have to make a stink? So the Gemara says, Mishum the Tanya, because we learned in the Brisa, Kishem Shin Ephraim in a Mason, Kach Ephraim in a Safdonim, Mumina Olim Acharehen. Apparently, if it seems to be that if someone eulogizes you, that's something that's untrue, so Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the mace to task, he takes the masbid to task, and he takes those who are around listening to the hasbid to task as well, and therefore he didn't want to be taken to task, so he made a macha about what was said. Okay. Right? I have no idea. Tana Rabbanan. I suggest, without any jest, if anyone has a question as whether this stuff is halacha or maaser, look it up. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, right? Ezehu Tzanua, who's considered a Tzanua? Zehanifne b'layla b'makom shnitzim ayom. Someone who goes to the bathroom in the same place at night where he goes during the day, because during the day he's obviously going further away, so if he goes to that place at night, he's really considered a Tzanua. Ini, is that really true? V'ha amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav, we learned this in the name of Rav, l'olim yonig adamus atzmon shachris v'arvis. You should always take care of your business in the morning, early in the morning, and late at night, shachris v'arvis. Kidei shelo yitzarich lisrachek, So you don't have to go too far because no one's going to be awake. So you see from here that at night it's also mutter to go to the bathroom. What do you see here? So what's the question? So you won't have to distance yourself. So you see see here that if you don't go at these times, you do have to distance yourself, which means at night you have to go. You have to go further away, even if you don't have to go that far. You do have to go further away.
It's dark. You know, nobody sees.
So, but at the clock, so you have to go early in the morning when people are still sleeping, or late at night when people are still sleeping. But a regular time at night, you would have to distance yourself. So you have two things. You have chakras and avris, which is before it gets dark and after it gets dark. So you don't So you don't have to go so far away to go to the field, because no one's going to be up. You can go around into your house. But the air, so you see from there that at night, Alma emis rachekin balaila. You see that at night you do not have to distance yourself. So you see that you don't have to distance yourself. Right. Right. So the Vasu and more. Rava b'yamama hava azal amil. And Rava during the day would go really far, like a mil away. Ubalaila amali l'shamayu. And at night he would say to his shamish, punli duchta rechov the masa, just clear me a spot on the street. Right? So therefore, you see, you don't have to go so far, as opposed to what we said you do have to. V'chein amali rabzei l'shamay. And then Rabzei will say to his shamish, chazi mandi ika chori beis chavriya. See who's behind the house, if there's anyone there, to be no lifting, because I need to take care of business. So, you see, at night you don't have to go that far. So the Gemara says, lo tema bimakom, don't say that in order to be a tenua, it's this person who goes to the bathroom in the same place as he went during the day. I mean, you don't have to go so far at night, but talking about kederach shenifne biyom, the way he goes to the bathroom, meaning the way he undresses himself. I guess you're not supposed to reveal yourself until you're sitting, apparently, according to this. So Rav Amar Afil Tim Bamakum, even you could say that you're supposed to be in the same place, which means even at night you're supposed to go the distance. It's Lo Nitzcha Ela Karen Zavis. What it's talking about is you're going to some sort of corner. So you don't have to go so far away, but you have to go in a place where you can't be seen. And all these places, these Rabbanim said that they try to clear the area so no one would be seen. Gufo, we learned to going back to what we said. Amar Yehud Amar Rav, La Olam Yonig Atzmo Shachus Avis Kadei Shalo Yitheit Tzarechus Rachek. Right? You're supposed to, early in the morning, late at night, so people don't see you. It reminds you of the Medrash about Paro. Then he would go to the Nile all in the morning. So Tani Nami Hachvil and Rebraisa, Ben Azei Omer, Hashkein Vitzei, wake up early and go. Ha'arei Vitzei, go out late at night. Kadesh Lo Sistrachek. Same thing. Okay. Now it says here, Mishamesh Vishav, Ve'al Teshev Tishamesh. First, they would stimulate the rectum somehow. So do that stimulation and then sit down. That would open up the orifices. But don't sit and then do this, and then be mishamesh. Shekol ha-yoshev mishamesh. Because if you do this while you're sitting, afilo osim kshafin v'aspamya boyin alav. Even if they would do witchcraft in Aspamya, which is Spain, which is otherwise known as the end of the world for them. If they do this kshafin, the end of the world, then these kshafim are going to come and be masikim. The inish v'yosef. And if you forgot and you sat down, the achar kach mishamesh, and now you're stimulating it in order to help you matakante. So how are you going to save yourself from these kshafim, from these mazikin? So kikai le mahachi. When you get up after you did what you needed to do, when you get up, you should say this incantation of lo li, not me, lo tachtim. This, I guess, the kishuf was called tachim or tachtim. Lo hani v'lo mahani, it shouldn't count for anything. Lo charshi d'charasha, lo charshi d'charshasa. And not only these kishufim, some sort of incantation, and that should help you. Tanya. Right, put it on the... Tanya, Benazei Omer. Benazei says, a kol mishkav shachav chutz min akarka. You can sit down on anything. I think you can sit down on anything except for on the ground. I guess because that can... I don't know. Sit on the ground. The kol moshev shave, and everything else you can sit chutz min akarka, and not on a beam, because Rashi says maybe you'll fall. I guess it's suspended somewhere. All right, just be careful. Amar of Shmuel. Rav Shmuel says, Shena ba'amar shachar. So the girsa can't be Shena. You're going to see Mashtin. We'll change it to the girsa, which makes you see in a moment why it has to be. He says, Shena ba'amar shachar, you should urinate in the morning. Ki istima liparzula. That's that works like something for the metal, right? Right? Yitzia of the Amud Hashachar, and also defecating at the same time, Ke'astama the Parsa. Again, that's very helpful for you. It can't be Shena, because we're talking about waking up and going to the bathroom. So Shena, they change to Mashim. You should urinate and defecate in the morning. Okay. Bar Kafra Hamizabin and Mili B'dinere. Bar Kafra would accept money for his words, like a penny for my thoughts. That's what we say, you get paid for his advice, right? Bar Kafra Hamizabe B'dinere. And once he would say, Adi Kafnat Echel. When you're hungry, eat. Adi Tzachish, stay. So when you're thirsty, drink. Adi Rascha Kederach Shefoch. I guess when your pot is still hot, pour. That's when you put the food on your plate to eat. Right? What did you say?
When you have to go over at once. Relieve yourself
when you have to. Okay. Karna Karya Barome. When you hear the sound of the shofar blowing in Rome, which is a similar apparently that they're doing. The shuk is open. Bar Mazmit Teene Teinav Chazavin. So a son whose father sells dates should go sell dates. Meaning, don't delay. When you got to do something, do it right away. Don't tarry. Don't delay. Don't wait for the last minute. Amar lo Abaye l'Rabbanan. Abaye says to Rabbanan, ki alisihu b'shvili d'mechuza l'mefik b'chakla. When you go into the small roads of the Ir Mechuza, I guess on the way out, lo techazu l'hu l'haichgisa l'haichgisa, don't look this way or that way because when you're on the road. Dilma Yosvi, I'm not sure if it's Inche or Nishe, Vlavarch Arab Daskulibahu. If there are people going to the bathroom on the side of the road, so don't look to or fro, because that's not nice to watch them while they're going to the bathroom. Rav Safra Alabe Sakise, Rav Safra went into the bathroom. Asa Rabbi Abba Unukharle Abava. Rabbi Abba comes in and he knocks, it sounds like he knocks on the door, or he makes some sort of noise to see if anyone's there. So Amrulay Le Omar. So Rav Safra was inside, says, come on in. Okay, let him come in. But Rav Avda didn't really come in. So Basar Dinafik, so after Rav Safra came out, Amrulay, Ad Hashtalo, at least the Seir, Vigamart Le Mil the Seir, I guess it's sort of Rav Safra says to Rabbi Avda, why'd you let me in? You're acting like the Romans. I guess the Romans, like you're acting like a behemoth, I guess, to let, right? So he says, Lav Hachi Tanan, did we not learn in the Mishnah? This is about the Mishnah in Talmud, that Madura, Hais Hasham, there was a place where there was this big fire, like underneath the Harbayis, Ubeis HaKisei Shokavod, there was this Beis HaKisei underneath there, Vizaya Kvodu, and why was it called the Beis HaKisei? They say Kvodo, Mitzao, Na'ol, find it locked, be a Duo Sheishim Adam, you know that somebody's there, Mitzao Pasuch, it's unlocked, but Duo Sheishim Adam. Right, that's the point being that you're not supposed to go in when someone else is there. I'm a lava aruch aruhu. So why'd you let me in? Why'd you say I should come in? I was just checking to see if somebody was there. Well, who Savar and him, Rav Safra, who allowed Rav Abba to come in, and Savar, Mesukanhu, he thought that Rav Safra was in danger. That's why he let him in. The Tanya, Rav Shum Meglil Omer, Amud HaChozer, maybe it's Adlam Yidei HaDarakon. V'Silon HaChozer, maybe it's Adlam Yidei Yerakon. He thought they really had to go, that he was desperate to go to the bathroom, because if you hold it in, you hold in you have to defecate, it brings you one disease. You hold in urine, has to bring in another disease. So he thought he was in danger. That's why he let him in. Okay. Rav Elazar al the Beis HaKisei. So Rav Elazar goes to the Beis HaKisei and he sits down to take care. Asa Hahu, again, the Gersham says Parsa, but you'll see from the pasuk it has to be a Roma'a. It's a Roman, it's probably changed. Asa Hahu Roma'a Dachike, and he pushes him out. Kamar B'Elazar B'Nafik. So B'Elazar gets up and leaves. Asa derokona shamte lekarkeshe. Some snake or desert lizard comes and basically disembowels the Roman while he's sitting down in the bathroom. So kari ale, they called Rabbi Lezer. Lezer called, and what happened here? The pasuk says ve'etain adam tachteich. I'll put a person in your stead. Atik riadam. Don't say call adam. Ele adom, like a Roman. That's where it has to be a Roman, not a Persian, because the pasuk is discussing a Roman. Okay. Great. So now this is a story that talks about when Shaul is running after David in order to kill him. So Shaul goes to the bathroom inside a cave. And it happens to be the same cave where David is hiding. So David's people say, you have the opportunity to kill Shaul. And David doesn't kill him. Rather, he cuts off a part of his clothing, of his cloak. And after he comes out, he shows him and says, I could have killed you. V'amar lehargecha v'tachas alecha. I could have killed you and I had Rachmanis on you. So it says Va'amar. Why does it say Va'amar? David speaking. It should say Va'amarti mi boilei. But tachos, and there was pity, it should be v'chasti, that I had pity on you. I was, why is he not, why is he speaking like a third person, not the first person? So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar says, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar lo David l'shol, David says to Shol, Min ha-Torah ben ariga atat, really, Midoraisa, I have the right to kill you, because you're a rodef. Ha-Torah Amar, Ba la-hargecha, Hashkim la-hargo. Because the king's a rodef, you're a rodef, I could kill you. But the tznius that you had in the bathroom, that's what caused the pity to be taken on you. Umayhi, and what was the tznius that Shaul had? Tiksiv, because it talks about when he went in. It says, Vayavo el gidros hatzon al haderech v'sham na'ara v'yavo shol ha'seichas raglav. He went into the sotana, gedel lifnim together. It says gidros. It also plural fences. He went, not just go inside once, he went all the way inside, further in, right? Ume'ara, and then he went me'ara lifnimimara. It says, v'shap, he went, gidros, he went all the way in, he didn't stay outside. La'aseich, right, was that, la'aseich amra v'lozim alamit shesach ha'atzman. He covered himself with a sukkah, he covered himself with a cloth, so he was very, very tsanua. Then the pasuk continues. Now, the psukim here are going to go back and forth between how the story is related in Shmuel Beis and how the story is related in Divrei Yamim. So I'm not sure. The pasuk says, "Vayakum David vayichros as kanaf amil shelu Shaul balat." So he cuts off a little the corner of the cloak. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, kol hamivazes begadim. Whoever treats clothing disrespectfully, just for you, sof eno nehenemehem. In the end, you'll never even get benefit from them, because David would treat clothing with disdain by cutting off the clothing. Again, clothing in those days was much harder to get to. You just didn't go to the store and buy it. You had to make it. Right? Shenemar has said, "Vamel David zakein b'abimim v'chasei b'gadim v'liyicham lo." And when David went older, he was very cold and he couldn't warm up with anything. So you see, he was disrespectful of clothing, so the clothing didn't help him. Again, it says, "Im Hashem hisisich bi yerech mincha." Right? If David says to Shlomo, if Hashem is causing you to chase after me, I'm gonna, you know, daven that he remove the anger from me. So Amar Belazar, Amar the Kadosh Baruch Hu daven. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says to David, "Mesis Karisula, are you calling me a seducer? That it's me that I'm causing this? Hare ani machir shilcha b'daver shvil tinegos beis shabani yodin also. I'm gonna cause you to fail halachically with something that even, you know, the first grader knows. You're not even smarter than the first grader. Tiksiv, because the pasuk says, Kisisa sorts b'nei Yisrael, if good they have not stood for nafsho. When, Kisisa, right? So that's, when you count to people, you count to people by taking a kofar nafsho. You gotta take a stone, a coin. You can't count people, right? Hashia sebecha, right? And then, miyad vayamat satan al Yisrael. And then right away, the satan comes up to Yisrael. It says, vayyasa says David, limnos as Yisrael. And it causes David to count. There's a pasuk in the vayyamin. Uksiv, and it says in Shmuel, Vayaseis es David b'hemli mor lech menos Yisrael. And David went ahead to tell count everybody. The cave in Dimininu, and when he counted them, lo shakon like kofar. He didn't count the coins. He counted them individually. Diksiv, vayitem Hashem dever b'Yisrael. And he, because then Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a plague. Me'aboker v'ad eis moed. From the morning until the moed. So because you were disrespectful to me, Hashem, I caused you to fail into something that even a first grader would know. But it says that the dever, the plague, was from Boker until Eis Moed. So my Eis Moed, when did the Eis Moed, that the plague stops? Amar Shmuel Saba Chasnei, the Rabbi Chanina Mishmei, the Rabbi Chanina. So Shmuel Saba, the elder Shmuel, who was the host, he says the name of Chanina, Mishashchitas HaTamid Ashas Zvikaso. The whole time of the plague lasted from the moment that they shechted the Korban Tamid until they threw the blood of the Korban Tamid. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ad Chatzos Mamash. No, it went all the way till Chatzos. Okay. Vayomer, the Gemara continues during the pasuk about the Magefa. He says, Vayomer l'malach ha-mashchis ba'am, because Hashem says to the Malach who's destroying the nation, Rav, right? Amar v'lezer, Amar v'kodesh baruch hu l'malach, tol li Rav shebehem. Take from me the great from among them. It's not the pasuk shah in the pasuk. The pasuk means, Amar l'malach ha-mashchis, l'malach ha-mashchis ba'am, Rav atahar v'yadecha. It's enough. Stop. But they darshan this way. So Amar v'lezer, Amar v'kodesh baruch hu l'malach, totally Rav Shabahem, go take from me one of the great people from amongst them, Sheyish Bo Li Paremim Kamachovas, because if I take that person, I can, you know, they can pay back lots of their debts. But also Shah Mes Avishai Ben Surya Sheshoka Karua Shah Sanhedrin. So that moment, Avishai died, and it was equal to the majority of the Sanhedrin. And then the Pasuk continues. Sorry, the Pasuk, now we're going back into Divrei Yamim. It says, Ubi Hashlis Roha Sheva Yenachem. Maru. So when he was destroying, it's Ra'ah Hashem. Hashem saw something, and then he stopped. So Ma'i Ra'ah, what did Hashem see that caused him to have Rachmanis and to stop? Amar Rav, Rav says, Ra'ah Yaakov Avinu. He says, he saw Yaakov Avinu. D'ksiv Yomer Yaakov Kasher Ra'am Machaneh El Kimzeh. Yaakov saw, Hashem saw, Ra'ah Ra'ah, he saw Yaakov. Shmuel Amar Ethro Shal Yitzhak Ra'ah. He saw the ashes of Yitzhak. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Elohim Yireh Lo Aseh. Again, when it comes, talks about Yitzhak, it was Yireh. He sees. If Yitzhak Nafta Amar, Kesef Kippurim Ra'ah. He saw the money that was given by Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar the first time that they were counting the guests. Shneimar, the Lekachta Kesef HaKippurim Me'is Bnei Yisrael. So I don't know what that is. And Rav Yochan Amar, Beis HaMikdash Ra'ah. He saw the Beis HaMikdash. Dixiv Bahar Hashem Yireh. There are more focus on this. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Chad Amar Kesef Kippurim Ra'ah, Chad Amar Beis HaMikdash Ra'ah, Umestabra, Commander Amar Beis HaMikdash Ra'ah, Shneimar Sheyemer Beyom Hashem Har Yireh. Same language of Ra'ah Ra'ah. Okay, the Mishnah then said, we're moving. The Mishnah then said, Lo Yikarnes Adam Laharabais B'maklo, you can't go into the Harabais with your staff, with your stick. And it also says, Lo Yasenu Kapandria, you can't make the Harabais into a Kapandria. The reason, again, if just geographically, if you talk about the Yerushalayim, so your main Yerushalayim is where now the Silwan is. It's the lower city, and then you have the upper city on the other side of the Har HaBayis. The quickest way to get there would have been to cut right through the Har HaBayis. It's telling you you're not allowed to do that. You got to go around. Kapandria means a shortcut. So my Kapandria, what is Kapandria? It's a Latin word, which means, you know, a shortcut. Amar Rava Kapandria Kishma. What it means? It means a shortcut. Rav China Bar Adam Ishmei De Rav Sama Breed De Rav Mari Amar Kiman Da Amar Inish. Like what people say, Ademafkina Adari Eolba. It's like Rosh Hashanah. Until, why would I go around? I'll just go straight through. That's what it means. Again, it's a shortcut. Okay. What about in a shul? So Amar of Nachman, Amar of Baravua, Hanichnas Abeis. You can't make a kapandria of a shul either. But what about Hanichnas Abeis Haknesses Al Menashul Asas Kapandria? So a person walks in. Person walks in the shul that way, but he really has to be over there. But he says, I'm going to shul and daven. And he, so his intention was to go to shul, to daven, and then there's no minyan, whatever it is, he doesn't daven. So can he go out that way? Yeah, because his intention wasn't to use the shul as a kapandria. So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Barbua, Hanichas Vesa Knesses, Amanash Shalol Asos Kapandria, Mutter Lasoso Kapandria. Rabbi Vo Amar Im HaYishvil Me'ikaro Mutter. If there was like an easement in the shul, I guess on the property of the shul, that was there before people would, they built the shul, you could continue using that walkway as the shortcut because that pre-existed the shul. Amar Rav Chelbo Amar Rav Huna, Hanichnas the Beis HaKnesses, someone who walks into the Beis HaKnesses, Lispal Hadavin, Murtilas also Kapandra, he's allowed to go out on the other door. Not only that, so some people the gears are not mutter, of course some people the gears are that you're chayef. You have to go out the other way. You don't go out the same way that you come in, because that's from the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, Shenemar, talking about the Beis HaMikdash, Uvevo Am Ha'aretz of Nei Hashem B'moadim, okay, the Pasuk continues, Habad Derek Shar Tzafon Lishtachavos Yitzid Derek Shar Negev. Whoever came in the north side is going to the south side. Habad derech shar negev. Whoever came in the south side, yitzi derech shar and tzafon. When the pasuk continues, lo yashuv derech hashar shabbo ki nicho yotzei. You should always go out a different way than you came in. It's a famous sichus musar from Chaim Shmuel. It's talking about the concept of hergel. You shouldn't always get. You should come into rote. Everything. You should try to do things. You should try to spice things up. Okay. Urikika. Rikika is also usher on the harabayis mikal v'chomer. From a kal v'chomer, then you're not allowed to spit on the harabayis. So Amar, I guess it's a kal v'chomer, if you can't use it as a kapandria, you can't spit. Amar Rabbi Bivi, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol harokik b'harabayis, whoever spits on the harabayis, b'zman hazeh, even after the chorban harabayis, kilu rokik b'ris eino, as if you're spitting in the eye of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shneh Amar, because the Pasuk says, which is v'yom Hashem elav, v'haya eini v'li b'sham kol yomim, my heart and my eyes will be there all the days, kol yomim is mashma, even after the chorban, spitting there, spitting in the eye of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rava says, Rikika Bebeis HaKnesses Shari. You're allowed to spit in the... I hope you have a spittoon. But you're allowed to spit in the Beis HaKnesses. Midi Dahavi Amino, just like you're allowed to wear shoes in the Beis HaKnesses. So my Amino B'Harabayis Aser, when it comes, you're not allowed to wear shoes in the Harabayis, it's Aser, but in Beis HaKnesses it's Mutter, but in the Shul it's Mutter. Afrikika B'Harabayis with Aser, so too. For speeding in the Harabayis is Aser, but Beis HaKnesses Shari, but it's Mutter in Shul. So Amar Rava Rava, so Rava Papa says to Rava, why are you learning out spitting from shoes? Amar Ravina Rava, Amar Yilal Rava, Adab Armasla Rava, Adviel Feminol, Nelebi Kapanja. Learn it out from the Kapanja. Why don't you just say, Kapanja is us in the Beis HaMikdash, and spitting is us in the Beis HaMikdash, Kapanja is us in the Shul, so spitting is also us in the Shul. Why are you learning it out from the Shuls? So Amar Lay, so he says back to him, Tani Yolav Feminol, Adab Armasla Kapanja. In fact, it's the Bryce, the Mishnah learns it out. I guess the Bryce learns it out from Shuls. And you're telling me I should learn it out from shoes. and you're telling me it's learning from Kapanjo? It's not me. That's what the Tana learned it from. Right? Where is that the Tanya? Because the following Brisa. Lo yikanes adam laharabayis lo b'makon shabiyado. Person shouldn't go to Harabayis with a staff in his hand. Vlo b'minala b'shabaraglo. You can't wear shoes. Vlo b'mos hatrim lo b'sadino. And you shouldn't have any money in your belt. Ube pundaso. Hamu b'shalas lacharov. You can't swing your belt or your package over your shoulder. Vlo yasen kapanjo. And don't make it a kapanjo. And don't make a shortcut. Urikikam mikabachomer minal. And spinning is a kabachomer from the shoes. And wearing shoes is not bizayo. Nevertheless, Amar Torah, the Torah says, shall not lechem our glecha. Tells Moshe to take it off by mokum kodesh, take off your shoes. So rikika she derek bizayo lo kosher kein. So spitting, which is bizayo lo kosher kein. So the Brice itself learns it out from rikika. Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda Omer in Tzarech, you don't even need to learn rikika from this kavachomer from shoes, right? Harehu Omer, the pasuk says, ki ein lavo el shar hamelach b'levush sak. Megillas Esther, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Beis, you can't come, Mordechai is sitting outside, he has to get dressed, because you can't come wearing sackcloth, v'lo dvarim kavachomer, it's a kavachomer, ramas sak she'enu mos, wearing, sackcloth, I guess it's not something disgusting, it's clean, ramas she'enu mos, lifnei basar v'dam, kach rekika she'me'usa, so if you can't go to the king, a human king, right, with this type of clothing, which is not really disrespectful, then it's not disgusting. So kavachomer, you can't spit in front of the king, but that's disrespectful. In front of the king of kings, of course, kolkoshekin, you can't spit in front of the king. Amalei.
Probably can't go with
his cell phone. I don't know. You have to. That's Hilchos Beis Hamikdash part two. The Rambam will have to write that. So Amalei, so Rav Papa says to Rava, Ana hachi kamina. This is what I learned. Name a hachal chumra, hachal chumra. I said, why don't we just learn both the chumra? I didn't say that learn only from Kapanja. Let's just go to chumra on both sides. If Eman, say it like this. Harabayis to Asr b'minal. When it comes to Harabayis, which Asr to go in shuls, in shoes. Lilfe minal. So therefore, learn the spitting from the shoes. Shoes which are not disrespectful, you can't go in Harabayis. Spitting which is disrespectful, you can't do in Harabayis. Aval besa knesses to shari, bin minal, but in Beis HaKnesses, where you're allowed to go in with shoes, at the yellow minal and heter, so don't learn about spinning from shoes, and therefore matter it, right? Rather, nailef mi kapanjio, let's learn that from a shortcut, aser it, and make it aser, I want to go to chumra, I want to learn something to chumra, so ela amar abaye, so abaye is ela amar rava, you can matir rikika in the Beis HaKnesses, mishom, because ki beso, just like your house, ma beso a kapanjio kapit inish, just like your house, you don't like people walking through. So therefore, it's usher in your house, it's going to be usher in the shul. Arikika umina lo kapit inish. But people wearing shoes and spitting in the house, people aren't makbid. Okay, maybe they had the dirt floors. They spit on the floor, you just cover it with the dirt. Right? So, rikika umina lo kapit inish. Av beis haknesses, kapanju da usher, rikika umina shari. So to the beis haknesses, the kapanju is going to be usher, because that's what people are makbid on. But rikika and shoes are going to be mutter, because people are not makbid on that at home. Okay? We'll stop here.